radio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a very significant development. Increasingly, our intel is saying that Putin will declare war on Ukraine on May 9. Now, you may say, wait a minute. Didn't he declare war on Ukraine on February 24th, when he went in and he started to bomb everything in sight, kill people, kidnap them, and torture them? And the answer, of course, is yes. But, and this is a matter of legality, it was not a technical declaration of war. Why does that matter? The matter is because under Russian law, believe it or not, there is a Russian parliament, there is Russian law. It's a joke, he can change it at will, but occasionally, these autocrats, fascist dictators like to pretend to follow the law. He can't do a nationwide draft of men to draft into the military without a declaration of war. And it looks like he will do this simply because he can get more troops because so many have been killed. Maybe 20,000 have been killed. Why May 9? May 9 is one of the fakest holidays of any nation in the world. May 9, the Ruskies parade missiles. You know, I remember as a kid, and back in the 60s, they have all these nuclear missiles tilted at a 45-degree angle and people goose-stepping in Red Square and all this stuff. May 9 was the date that Germany surrendered and the Russians claimed victory. Now, let me tell you something. The Russians are a Nazi nation. Stalin, their leader, was in bed with Hitler. He entered into a mutual non-aggression pact and a cooperation pact to divide up Eastern Europe between Germany and Russia. He tortured people. He killed army officers, almost 30,000 of them in Poland, brought them to a forest and just shot them. Killed priests, killed journalists, members of parliament. And everything was going great for two Nazis, Hitler and Stalin, till Hitler realized we have a stronger army than they do, and he decided to invade Russia. And the problem for Hitler was the German army was stronger, but they had the strongest defense possible. It's called winter. And if you think northern Wisconsin is cold, Russia in the winter is a lot colder. And what happened is ultimately, just like with Napoleon and the French, 150 years before that, German army had to retreat, and Putin's going, we won it. We won. Oh, really? You won it. The United States saved your bacon, Jack, saved your bacon. But he wants a big announcement, and the suspicion is that he's going to declare war on May 9, which will, under their constitution and laws, permit him to do a nationwide conscript, nationwide draft, and pour more troops into Ukraine. I'm going to talk about it for the second, but I'm going to the lines right now. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Dan, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I want to step back to the Supreme Court issue. And, you know, if Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins of Maine, you know, if they feel so strongly that they were duped, you know, maybe it's time that they join the rest of the Democrats and just codify Roe v. Wade into law. I mean, if we had them, we'd have enough senators even without Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin.
You know, that's a great point, and I've thought about that. But here's the response, and you can think about this. We have 50 senators. I mean the Democrats. The Republicans have 50 senators. Kamala Harris breaks the tie, and Schumer is the majority leader. So what's the problem? The problem is the filibuster. It takes 60 votes to pass anything unless it's budget-related. So what's happened is Sinema and Manchin have both said they are pro-life. They're not going to codify Roe v. Wade, and they both said they're pro-filibuster. If they were willing to bust the filibuster is a fake. The filibuster is simply a Senate rule that the majority can overturn. So it would be very easy for the Democrats, if Sinema and Manchin were on board, and then Murkowski and Collins would be gravy, two more, to say, we're not going to do a filibuster. We don't need 60 votes. And then you're doing, we could do exactly what you just said, Dan. The problem is Manchin and Sinema are both against codifying Roe v. Wade and against getting rid of the filibuster. So then you have 48 Democrats, and then you have Murkowski and Collins as 50. We just swapped them for Sinema and swapped them for Manchin. But you still need 10 more because of the Senate rule, unless the majority agrees to lift the filibuster. And I personally don't think that Murkowski and Collins will agree to lift the filibuster, because that will set a precedent and it'll be used from then on to defeat obstructions that other Republicans are putting in. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think I am. I don't think I am. The problem is the filibuster. The problem isn't getting a simple majority. We got it. You're right. We got it with Manchin and Sinema out of it, but Murkowski and Collins in it. But we do not have a majority to get rid of the filibuster. That's the problem. And thanks for calling in, Dan. Really appreciate it. To get back to Putin's declaration of war on May 9, May 9 is a fake. May 9 goes, well, they say, well, you know, we beat the Russians. No, you didn't beat the Russians. I mean, you got devastated. Stalin was a Nazi. You are a Nazi nation. Putin's a Nazi. You know, this business of attacking Zelensky, and now Lavrov, their foreign minister, is attacking Israel. Israel, saying that, you know, it just an unbelievable libel that Hitler was partly Jewish, which is false. It's historically false. It's been proven to be false. But anti-Semites around the world try to say that kind of stuff. I think the response to these characters would be, Stalin was Hitler. Stalin was a Nazi. Lavrov, you are a Nazi. Putin, you are in the Nazi tradition too. What you're doing did in Bucha, and what you're doing in Mariupol, is what the Nazis did to you in Leningrad and Stalingrad. See, that is what this is all about. Okay, we're going to the lines. The lines are getting exercised. Gary of Sussex, you're first. Everybody else, hold on. I'll get to you right away. What's on your mind at Gary of Sussex?
I've called in. I've met you personally. Do you remember me at all? I used to call in quite a bit.
You know, I don't, Gary. I met a lot of people, but thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
No, that's fine. And I want you to take this with a grain of salt. I mean, I am not calling up here to call you a liar or anything else, but I like you. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't listen to you. You know, you're a walking encyclopedia. But the thing is,
thanks, Gary. What do you take issue with?
The Tucker Carlson thing. I listen to Tucker every single night, and your opinion of him, and I respect your opinion. You think that he's a communist and a Putin lover and everything like that. But do you really believe that when you're saying this, that your listeners actually believe what you're saying about him? First of all, he wouldn't be on the air on Fox every single night if he was a communist, all right, and if he was a Putin lover. I listen to the segment that you probably listen to, and I would come to the same opinion that you had, except for the fact is, you have to listen to what he says after that. He talks for 6.5 minutes. You talk about what he said, and he said, you know, he's saying, there's nothing wrong with Putin. Why would we go out there? Has he done this to you? Has he done that to you? This and that. And it sounds like that he supports Putin. But if you listen after that, he's saying that, is it worth it to go to start a war against Russia? And he said, no. To go out there and risk American lives going into the Ukraine trying to fight Putin, he said it is not worth it. Putin is a murderer. He's rotten to the core and everything else. The segment that you talk about is about 30 seconds long, and it sounds like it, but you have to listen to the whole thing. And that's my comment on that.
Well, Gary, thanks for calling in. No, I really appreciate you calling in. But I'm just going to respond this way before we go to the next caller. And that is, when a guy, you say he talks for 6 minutes on the subject, and he goes on and on about Putin. Remember, just so you know, historically, he was drawing a comparison to Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali was arrested for draft evasion in the late 60s. And he said, I'm not going to go over there and fight the Viet Cong. They never called me the N-word. They never called me the N-word. They never mistreated me. And he ultimately didn't go to prison. In any event, with Putin and Tucker Carlson, Tucker Carlson deliberately mimicked those words. And he said, Putin never called me a right-wing fat, whatever it was he said. You know, Putin never called me this. Putin never did anything to me. That's right out of Muhammad Ali to try to make him look like he has historical precedent for anybody who remembers. Now, the second thing about him is, he says, why are we getting involved in Ukraine? We shouldn't have boots on the ground. Right. So Biden said that. We're not going to have boots on the ground, but we are going to give them weapons and we are going to sanction Russia. And there's two other things, Gary. One is Tucker Carlson's hour is carried on Russian state TV by Putin. And they all praise it and say he's emblematic of U.S. commentators. So it's not as innocent as you think, but I do appreciate your calling in. Yes, I think very poorly of Tucker Carlson. He shouldn't be on the air. And I've said, if there were a formal declaration of war, he would be arrested for treason. You know, we had Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose do this in the Second World War. But we're going to get to that later. Thanks for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, you're next. What's on your mind today, Gene?
I have something to say, but I want to say this first. Tucker Carlson's been a big liar and a scammer. And he doesn't tell the truth. And I've heard him several times and heard what he has to say in its entirety. And the guy should be on the air. Hey, if anybody like that acted like that for an enemy of our people, they wouldn't be on the air. Other stations get rid of people all the time. That guy shouldn't be on there. But anyway, I want to quick go back to the courts, if it's all right with you, because this is one of the biggest injustices that I've ever seen in my
life. Right,
lifetime.
Gene, we can, but I have to go to a break in about 30 seconds. Why don't you hang on, and I'll get to you after the break, and then there's somebody else in line after you. Neither of you hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back to you right after the break.